Philip sample PF in the users in care. Today's date is 12/13/2025. The patient is for Robert Ralston. Ralston spells R-A-L-S-T-O-N. Robert spells R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 09/01/1988. This is a 37-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Ralston was recently diagnosed with strep pharyngitis. He was treated with Zithromax, moxifloxacin, with no improvement with these medications. He's back today because he said his throat is hurting and now says he has a watery diarrhea period. He denies abdominal pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96%. Room air blood pressure is 135/90. Pulse 101. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous. Tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. No tender or palpable nodes. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerve suit is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is recurrent strep pharyngitis. Number two is watery diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, because patient has been on some multiple medication for multiple antibiotic for strep and continuous test positive, I suspect that his diarrhea may be related to H. correction to C. diff. Today I will do a lab test of his stool to rule out C. diff. Patient was educated exactly how to have this test done. He says he understands and will comply. In the past, I did not give this patient amoxicillin because he says he's allergic to cephalosporin, and the relationship is well established that there is a chance of allergy to penicillin, so he was not he did not receive it. Today he informed me that he has taken amoxicillin in the past with no problems, and he said that that usually works for his throat infection. Today I will go ahead and give him amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. I also refer this patient to a local specialist ENT because of his recurrent infection, and he was strongly encouraged to take the stool sample for testing. Says he understand and will comply. The patient was sent home with amoxicillin 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Advice to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.